What is a moat, you might ask? Something like a trademark, patent. A utility patent is the way in which a product operates, and a design patent, exclusive distribution. Now, what does that mean? Exactly what I do. I have a product, I have exclusive distribution, on meaning that I have the right solely to sell that product in places like Amazon, eBay, and even entire countries, and nobody else can compete with me in those marketplaces. What happens if your product doesn't even sell? You might find a product that what I consider is the holy grail of attributes, and for whatever reason, it just may not work in the marketplace. What I always tell people is, I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. Newsflash. Joe Biden is now talking about bringing in a 44.6% capital gains tax, obviously in the USA, right? Now, that could be catastrophic for anyone, particularly if you own a business that you're planning on selling. Imagine selling that business and then having to give away 44.6% of the profit back to the state, being Joe Biden. So could this happen in Australia? Could the Albanese Labor government bring in a 44.6% capital gains tax? And if you have an Amazon business, what does that mean for you? Do you now need to source a better product with a better margin so you could withstand such an onslaught in tax? Or are you just going to move overseas, maybe to Qatar or Dubai? Let me know what you think. So, speaking about better products, welcome to Amazon Ecom Secrets. And my name is Matthew Fraser. In today's episode, we're going to talk about exactly that, trying to find the best product possible. Now, this question comes up so much. I think it's probably the one thing that most people struggle with is what product to sell and how do I find it? Yeah, where do I look? And the strategies behind finding such products. So, with all these questions coming to me from clients and other people, I put together what I consider the holy grail of product guide. Now, let me tell you the top three things that I would think should be in your holy grail product. Say, in my product guide, I've listed 9 different things. And if your product had 5 of those things or even 4 of those high quality attributes, it would be a great product to sell. If you could find a product with all 9 and even more unique attributes, then absolutely you'd be onto the 1 in a million product to sell on the Amazon marketplace. But let me start by telling you the top 3. And the very first one would be COGS, cost of goods sold. So when thinking about COGS, if I was to buy something for $20, I'd want to sell it for at least 5 times, which would mean $100. So that would mean I'd have plenty of money left over for advertising, for Amazon fees, marketing, and further shipping to the customer if required. Now, the question comes up to me though is, but Matt, couldn't I sell something for like a 3X? And the answer is you could, but it's very, very reduced. It's a very much reduced margin and makes it much more difficult to come up with money for advertising and marketing. So could it be done? Yes. And there could be a potential for you to sell something at a 3X, but it's on massive volume, a bit like a fast food model. You know, they sell food cheap, but they sell so much of it that they actually can make a margin because of the volume that they do. All right, let's talk about number 2 in my list for the holy grail product. And that is exclusive distribution. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means that exactly what I do, I have a product that I have exclusive distribution on, meaning that I have the right solely to sell that product in places like Amazon, eBay, and even entire countries. And nobody else can compete with me in those marketplaces. And that gives you so much leverage in that marketplace because you can do all the advertising and all the marketing, and ultimately the sales will come back to you. These are the types of things that I teach in my mentorship program, is finding these exclusive distribution products. And you know, people say to me, Matt, there's probably nothing left in the world to sell. You know, it's all sort of done. But I want to tell you a story. And this just happened with a client of mine in just the past week. And what had happened was my clients were looking for a solution for their baby. And their baby had a particular medical condition. They wanted a device to help them with this problem. So they started scouring the internet and they came up with this particular product that was only being sold out of the USA. So they bought the product, had it shipped into Australia. And the problem was that the shipping cost was so expensive. It was like $200 to have this product shipped over. But they paid it, of course, because it was the solution they needed. But then that gave them the idea. What if we were to have this product sold in Australia to Australian consumers? So what'd they do? They then contacted me, joined my mentorship program, and we figured out a way to contact this, which ended up being an inventor, a doctor who lived in the United States who had made this product. We devised a plan. We contacted the doctor. We worked out an agreement, which ultimately became an exclusive distribution agreement for Australia and New Zealand for this product, which is going to be a huge win. Now, for this couple, it could be life-changing for them because we did some numbers and this could be in the vicinity of a $250,000+ profit per year in Australia alone. And the other great thing we secured in this deal was that a first right to refusal for other territories in the Asian marketplace. That is big. And that's why you should try and get exclusive distribution to secure your rights for a particular product in a particular territory or marketplace. All right, what's number three in my holy grail product list? And that is a moat, having some sort of a moat around your product. What is a moat, you might ask? Something like a trademark, a patent. Now, patent can be a utility patent or a design patent. A utility patent is the way in which a product operates, and a design patent is the way in which a product looks. So those are three things right there that could give you a moat. Another thing is potentially your product has a lot of reviews on Amazon. You've built up reviews over time on Amazon. That becomes a moat unto itself as well on that Amazon marketplace. Because imagine this, you've got a yoga mat. Yoga mat is your product and your yoga mat has 50,000 reviews. And somebody else comes into the marketplace as a brand new yoga mat, looks exactly the same as yours, and they start off with zero reviews. Which one are you going to pick to buy? The one with 50,000 reviews or the one with zero reviews? 9 times out of 10, people are going to go with the one that has more reviews. Now, could the competitor at zero reviews have a cheaper price? Sure they could, but sometimes price doesn't matter. It's the reviews that matter because the reviews give trust and transparency and authenticity and integrity of the product, which gives ultimately the consumer the right incentive to buy and therefore beat the other product. One common question that comes up when talking about moat and a utility or design pattern is how much does it cost and what sort of investment is required? Well, I can tell you the cost is quite vast. Now, I've got a client right now who has invented a unique product to do with, let's call it the waste disposal niche, okay? And he has invested to date nearly $400,000 on patents across the world. This is Australia, America, UK, Europe. And it's a design patent and also a utility patent. So getting into this type of moat can be quite expensive. But if you were my client, what I would say to you is if you don't have that type of budget, I would certainly start with not doing a worldwide patent. In my case, when I was just starting out, I had a kitchen product and I decided to get a utility and a design patent on my kitchen product. And it was about $10,000, $15,000 at the time just for the USA. So you can get in much, much cheaper than $400,000, but still it's going to require some sort of investment on your part. And the other thing too is by taking a new product to market with all those types of patents, what happens if your product doesn't even sell? And in my case, I spent all that money on patents and I never even took it to market. So now it literally just sits in my office in a box. Yeah, I've already made the investment, but I just never took it to market. Now, why didn't I take it to market? Well, things just changed in my situation. I ultimately ended up finding the healthcare product, which went on to do over $40 million in sales. So I kind of lost interest in the kitchen product, even though I'd spent the money. So guys, I've just given you the top three things that I would consider when doing a holy grail type product, yeah? But also I've got further attributes on a list that you can get a hold of. If you want to join my free community, then you can get that list. Plus also you can have access to my list of where to find products and the strategies that you could adapt for your own situation to help you find these and put together deals in these types of situations so you can get products to market faster. Okay, so click on the link somewhere in the show notes and you can have access to that. Now, one of the things that pops up all the time is people then, they come up with their product and people always want to know, what is the product? Yeah, so let's say you're someone, you've searched high and low, you've found a product and you just can't wait to tell people. But guess what? The advice is don't tell people, keep it a secret. Now, others are going to say to you, well, why would you keep it a secret for you? Why don't you just share the information with everybody? Well, because it actually takes sometimes weeks and months of research day in and day out to find the holy grail product. So you don't want to just start advertising that to everybody and let them shortcut all the work that you've put in. So make sure, even if you're in a mastermind or some sort of coaching program, make sure you keep it close to your chest. Yeah, because you just don't want other people jumping on the back of your coattails after you've done all the work and just riding off with your product into the sunset. So ultimately, guys, I'm going to put a great big caveat in here, which is that you might find a product that what I consider is the holy grail of attributes, and for whatever reason, it just may not work in the marketplace. So I would still encourage you to certainly take action on products and take them to market. But what I always tell people is start small. There's no reason to start with huge order quantities, you know, into the $30,000s and $40,000s and $50,000. You can always start small, test the marketplace to see if the product that you think is a holy grail has product market fit. And that way you'll avoid losing lots of money. And if it doesn't work out, you can always move on to the next one because you haven't made yourself bankrupt. So guys, that wraps up this episode. I've given you the top three things that you should definitely consider when finding the holy grail product. And again, I just want to remind you, if you want to get access to the full list and a range of other things which will help you fast track your way to finding the best product, please click on the show notes. You get access to my free community. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining me and take care. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.